We are joined now by the governor of West Virginia, Joe Manchin. Governor Manchin, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Discouraging news today about having to withdraw these rescue teams.
We have a setback. We have a setback, and from a rescue operation, you know, we had three scenarios. This is our worst scenario because the levels were preventing the MSHA, the federal regulators, for allowing any of the rescue operators to stay in. It was the danger levels were high. The gases became explosive. They decided, which I concur, that they should not jeopardize the lives of 32 rescuers.
Governor Manchin, you've been meeting with family members of these missing minors. Given these setbacks and the fact that, of course, the clock is ticking, what can you tell them?
First of all, these are some of the best, bravest people and strong, God-fearing people, their faith in God and their faith in their family and their strength, inner strength, that be able that you can talk and they do understand and they have generations of experience, grandfathers and fathers and all the mining people in their family, and they understand what we're dealing with here. There's still a sliver of hope, and they're very hopeful that it may be a miracle, but they know that the odds are against us. They want their loved ones brought out. That's the overwhelming. And they... 4 days, the emotion, the physical drain on all is tough. But please do not put anybody else in danger. So, you know, we've had some good frank talks about things. I mean, they understand, and we can talk, as West Virginians can talk to each other, pretty direct. And what I do is come back and convey to the people making these decisions, if you have this opportunity to make a certain decision, the family would want you to consider this or this. They've been very respectful, and everyone's tried to accommodate everybody.
I'd like to talk to you about the safety record of this mine and the owner, Massey Energy. Citations for safety violations doubled from 2008 to 2009, many of them for questions of ventilation, accumulation of coal dust, things that might have led to this explosion we saw this week. Two citations in January for moving air in the wrong direction. It's supposed to pull clean air in from the outside. It was going the wrong way. Troubling to you?
All this is troubling from the standpoint because we had something horribly go wrong, and we have a horrific, horrific, horrific disaster. So with that being said, absolutely everything troubles me. When this investigation is finished, and it'll be expedited, we're going to know exactly what happened and what caused it. Is there any way in the world that could have been prevented? And if it's something that can be, we will do everything and we will pass any piece of legislation that changes that type of an operation. I just have to wait, and we will act like we did with the Sago and Aracoma. We changed the mine safety laws as quickly as we possibly could. But you can't protect against an explosion of this magnitude. All you can do is prevent it. And we have got to do that if any way humanly possible. And we will do all we can.
Governor Manchin, I was thinking back to a conversation you and I had back in 2006 after the Sago mine disaster, and you told me that you promised the mining families whose loved ones had died in that explosion that their loved ones did not die in vain. And I wonder how much you're thinking about that now with 25, possibly more miners dead there in West Virginia.
Well, right now, the only hope that we have when you think about this, the only hope, the sliver of hope, that is one of the four that we have unaccounted might have made it to a rescue chamber. We couldn't have even imagined or hoped for that in 2006. So if we save someone, it's going to be because of what changes came about from the horrific accidents we had and tragedies in 2006 in Sago and Aracoma. It's a shame. We're trying to, and we push our mining people continuously tell us what safety precautions, what things we can do to make the mine safer. And we make everyone take ownership and responsibility from the mine owner all the way down. And I tell miners, please, if you see something, call us. If you're concerned or you feel like your job might be in jeopardy, call us. Don't ever live and work in those conditions. I lost my uncle in the 1968 Farmington mine explosion. After that, they had the Mine Reform Act. Now, I can't tell you why human nature allows change only after there's a horrendous catastrophe.
Governor Manchin, thanks for talking with us.
Sure. Thank you so much.
That's Joe Manchin, the governor of West Virginia.